Good morning, good afternoon, good day, good night, everyone. I am Professor Dunnick, coming to you live from Palettown. A quick update on the WDE League that I currently am in. Week 4, technically my week 1, I lost. That's about it. So, I understand why I lost. I made some plays. I can do a full kind of analysis video of the match if that is something that people are interested in. If you are, go follow my Twitter at TheHarryDunnick and let me know in the comments. But I just have to say, I think for what I am working with, my performance was okay. I don't think it was anything less than subpar. And the reason that I'm saying this is I understand why I lost. I made some silly mistakes. If I had fixed those mistakes, I would have won. Problem is, this is my first week, while this is everybody's fourth week going on to fifth week of using their team. This was the first time that I've used my team. So I feel as if once I get adjusted, I get one more week under my belt. Or this week was just kind of like this is what my week one should have been like. So that's, I'm kind of 3 weeks behind people here. But otherwise, I felt pretty confident in the way I was playing. Made a couple of silly mistakes. Don't feel like I built my team entirely correctly. Had a very busy week. But I did try to counter. I actually predict a lot of his mons. Again, I can go into a more full depth or even like a play-by-play of that game if that is something that people are interested in. But for now, that's kind of it. I also wanted to cover a little bit on the Sword and Shield expansion pass and Gen 4. So I don't think Gen 4 is coming next year. The reason I say this, before everybody screams at me, the reason that I say this is because they're adding expansion passes to Sword and Shield, and I don't think they're going to stop at the first one. I think they're going to continue on until they feel it necessary. But that could also be a good thing that we're not getting Diamond and Pearl remakes next year, because that could end up expanding their time beyond, like, oh gosh, like, if we push it one more year with the DLC. That could give them 2 years to develop the game instead of just one, and that would be outstanding. Because Sword and Shield has almost been out. Oh my gosh, it's been out for a few months now. But competitive play, Sword and Shield's fun. Texas International was really fun to watch. Very sad that they only end up broadcasting like half of the games, which is sad. But those games were good. There was actually a lot of variety in the teams that we saw. A lot of people that came play. There was a couple of YouTubers. A-Drive was there. Really fun to see him play. I mean, that's about it. I'm going to be trying out for local tournaments and seeing if I can make my way up to the internationals, but that's a long process. So thank you everybody for listening. Just a quick update on Palettown. Not much to talk about in the terms of Pokemon, so see you all next week.